Hi, Marty Lurie, Brandon Belt, Major League history. I love it. And Sunday, it was an amazing moment for you. 21 pitch at bat. Let's go through just a little bit of how it happened.
I'm not exactly sure how it happened. I mean, for me, I just wanted to go up there and battle and do my best to give us a chance to, score some runs and win the baseball game. So that meant me going up there and just being present every single pitch and seeing the ball as well as I could. Now, you know, it was a little bright out there, and he was a new pitcher we've never seen before. His fastball was just sneaky enough to kind of make it a little late, and his off-speed was just slow enough to put you out front. So there's a few balls I thought I might have got hit on, but they curved foul. And but fortunately, I just stayed in there, and I just wanted to do my best to not give in that at bat. And that's what baseball is mainly about, is not giving in and just being in the moment.
Did you get tired at some point or say to yourself, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thankfully, it was at the beginning of the game, so I wasn't completely worn out. But, you know, physically wears you down, but more than anything, it mentally wears you down, because that's a lot of intense focus for a long time. And but it's definitely worth it. I think it might have helped get me locked in a little bit for the rest of the game. But I will say by the fifth or sixth inning, I was worn out.
I think you saw something like 40 pitches on the day, which is unbelievable. Brandon Belt with us. How about the pitcher, though? He kept throwing strikes, because look, he had to throw strikes or you're going to walk.
That's, to me, was the most impressive part. You got a young pitcher. He's like 21 years old, and he was determined not to give in either. And that's what made it such a fun battle. You know, there's always the battle within the battle, and that was one of them. And, you know, I think it might be harder, at least just as hard, to throw that many strikes in a row than it is to foul them off. So you got to give a lot of credit to that guy, and he did a good job. And, you know, I think the best thing that came out of it was probably warmed down a little bit and got him out of the game a little bit earlier.
All right, so now you hit the ball. You crushed it. A lot of topspin on the ball to right field. What do you think when you hit it?
I thought it might have a chance to get down with the topspin, but it was like right on the inside corner, so I did my best just to get the barrel to it. Got in on me just a little bit, but you know, I think it was, overall, I think it was a win for me. Like I said, it helped get me locked in a little bit, and we wore the pitcher down a little bit more, and guys behind me got to see a lot more of his pitches, so it worked.
Well, you had fun in the dugout, man. Your teammates were having fun.
Yeah, I think everybody started to get into it after a while, probably after the 15th pitch or so. Everybody was like, oh, my gosh, this is going on way too long, and you know, I'm just thinking, man, I feel kind of sorry for all these defenders out there, because when I'm out in the field and somebody does that, it drives me insane. So I'm just like, guys, I'm really trying to put it in play. I apologize. And I thought about bunting there for a little bit, but no, I had to go up there and just do what I could to put that ball in play.
How about panic?
Yeah, I know. I was hoping, looking back on it, I wish it had been with two outs so you had to run every single time. That would have been hilarious to me and probably lighten the mood, maybe hit it a little bit sooner.
Well, one last thought for you. I know I mentioned it to you the other day. You know, in Major League Baseball, if you could foul pitches off, it didn't count as a strike until 1903. There were great hitters. They just fouled pitches off all day until they got the pitch they wanted. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that seems like it'd be pretty sweet, to be honest with you. And you stay at 1-0 or 2-0 until you get a good pitch. Yeah, no, I think the way we're doing it now is probably the correct way to do it, but that sounds pretty interesting.
Well, you've had a lot of notoriety since then. What's sort of unusual? People calling you? It's TV stations, everything else?
Yeah, I've had a lot of different people text me and call me and talk about how they thought it was just awesome, you know, to see that battle play out. But I think my financial guy called and said he saw it on CNBC. So to me, that was a little weird. I didn't know they did sports on that channel, if they do at all. But, you know, it was just pretty cool. I think I didn't really realize in the moment how kind of cool it was. But looking back on it, you know, it's not the worst major league record to hold.
Come on, I think it's amazing. At the station, our producer reduced everything to each pitch. It took 5 minutes and 26 seconds, even reduced.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was pretty close to 13 minutes full length, and I will probably never, ever watch that. I've been through it once, and that was plenty for me, but I might watch the quickened version.
All right. Hey, a pleasure having you on. Thanks, Brandon.
All right, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.